In 1973, Liz Carmichael appeared to be a prominent Los Angeles businesswoman. She claimed to be a farmer's daughter, a widow of a NASA engineer, and a graduate with a degree in mechanical engineering. She founded 20th Century Motor Car Corporation, which designed a fuel-efficient, low-priced car with only three wheels. She claimed the lack of a fourth wheel eliminated 300 pounds from the car's weight, allowing better gas mileage than four-wheeled cars. The vehicle, called the Dale, claimed 60 miles to the gallon, and would cost less than $2,000. It was made of a special aerospace material, could withstand an impact against a brick wall at 50 miles per hour and was impossible to tip over. Carmichael told investors and the press that her company was renting three large aircraft hangars, where they would soon start production. Investment money poured in, due in part by a mention of the Dale by Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. She was also interviewed by Newsweek and People magazine. In 1974, officials began to examine Carmichael and her company.
Well, if you've got a manufacturing facility, where is it? And how long have you been making cars? And who are your engineers? And well, not the tough questions. The questions were basically, well, Liz, we're behind you, and where can I send my money?
She was originally accused of illegally selling both dealer franchises and cars that did not yet exist. The California DMV discovered the company did not have a state permit to manufacture cars and there was no evidence the cars were being produced. Investigator Bill Hall went to the lab where the cars were being designed.
We went to the research and development lab and observed what appeared to be people appearing to be busy, but in wandering through the lab, I saw no evidence that they were designing a vehicle or in the process of making a vehicle.
It appeared that no actual work was being done. He also went to the aircraft hangars rented by Carmichael and found that they were empty.
I went to this airport. Upon entering, I discovered the factory were nothing. Hangars were absolutely empty, no tools, no machinery, nothing but a little dirt on the floor. They had rented this for only 1 month, and the rent had now expired. So they actually did not have a factory that they were representing they had.
There were no tools, machinery, or equipment. It was also discovered that the company's rent had since expired on the hangars, meaning that they had no place to make the cars.
Upon inspection of this vehicle, it was not a viable vehicle at all. It had no engine. 2x4s were holding up the rear wheel. The accelerator was just sitting on the floor. It wasn't even attached. The windows were not safety glass. They would bend back and forth. The doors were put on by regular door hinges like one might find on a house door. The vehicle just absolutely did not exist.
Hall found that the Dale cars had been constructed from shoddy materials, no engine, 2x4s holding up the rear wheel, an unattached accelerator, windows that could bend back and forth, and doors attached by regular house door hinges. Of the three Dales in existence, only one was able to run on its own power. With the authorities closing in, Carmichael moved her business to Dallas. 2 weeks later, the DA filed criminal charges against her for grand theft. Armed with a search warrant, Dallas police arrived at her home. She and her five children had vanished. While looking through her home, investigators found evidence that Carmichael had been hiding her true identity. 9 weeks later, she was discovered living in Miami with her five children. Carmichael was working for a dating service and calling herself Susan Raines. Investigators soon discovered the true identity of Liz Carmichael. Jerry Dean Michael, Jerry Michael, was wanted for swindling people out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and for having a federal arrest warrant for him for counterfeiting. On April 12, 1975, Carmichael was arrested and extradited to Los Angeles. During the trial, she maintained that the Dale was a real car and could still be released. When asked why such little progress had been made, Carmichael countered with inability to do so due to failure of the California legislature to grant a license to manufacture. On January 24, 1977, Jerry Michael was convicted of conspiracy, grand theft, fraud and counterfeiting. She was released on $50,000 bail, which was paid by a TV company that wanted the rights to her story. For 4 years, she appealed her conviction. Finally, in 1980, she failed to appear in court for sentencing. After airing on Unsolved Mysteries, on April 5, 1989, Carmichael was finally arrested on April 19, 1989, 2 weeks after the broadcast. Due to a viewer tip, at the time, she was living in Dale, Texas, working as a flower vendor going by the name of Catherine Elizabeth Johnson. On April 26, Carmichael was returned to California, where she served 2 years in prison for her Los Angeles convictions. Carmichael died of cancer in 2004. A prototype of the Dale resides at the Peterson Automobile Museum in Los Angeles, California.